Morning prayer for Sunday, the 3rd of July, the third Sunday after Trinity. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. Blessed are you, Creator of all. To you be praise and glory forever. As your dawn renews the face of the earth, bringing light and life to all creation, may we rejoice in this day you have made. As we wake refreshed from the depths of sleep, open our eyes to behold your presence and strengthen our hands to do your will, that the world may rejoice and give you praise. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Sing his praise and exalt him forever. Bless the Lord, you heavens. Sing his praise and exalt him forever. Bless the Lord, you angels of the Lord. Sing his praise and exalt him forever. Bless the Lord, all people on earth. Sing his praise and exalt him forever. O people of God, bless the Lord. Sing his praise and exalt him forever. Bless the Lord, you priests of the Lord. Sing his praise and exalt him forever. Bless the Lord, you servants of the Lord. Sing his praise and exalt him forever. Bless the Lord, all you upright of upright spirit. Bless the Lord that are holy and humble in heart. Bless the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Sing his praise and exalt him forever. The night has passed and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. Amen.
Arise, O God, maintain your own cause. O God, why have you utterly disowned us? Why does your anger burn against the sheep of your pasture? Remember your congregation that you purchased of old, the tribe you redeemed for your own possession, and Mount Zion where you dwelt. Hasten your steps towards the endless ruins where the enemy has laid waste all your sanctuary.
Your adversaries roared in the place of your worship. They set up their banners as tokens of victory. Like men brandishing axes on high in a thicket of trees, all her carved work they smashed down with hatchet and hammer. They set fire to your holy place. They defiled the dwelling place of your name and razed it to the ground.
They said in their heart, "Let us make havoc of them all together." And they burned down all the sanctuaries of God in the land. There are no signs to see, not one prophet left, not one among us who knows how long. How long, O God, will the adversary scoff? Shall the enemy blaspheme your name forever?
Why have you withheld your hand and hidden your right hand in your bosom? Yet God is my King from of old, who did deeds of salvation in the midst of the earth. It was you that divided the sea by your might and shattered the heads of the dragons on the waters.
You alone crushed the heads of Leviathan and gave him to the beasts of the desert for food. You cleft the rock for fountain and flood. You dried up ever-flowing rivers. Yours is the day, yours also the night. You established the moon and the sun.
You set all the bounds of the earth. You fashioned both summer and winter. Remember now, Lord, how the enemy scoffed, how a foolish people despised your name. Do not give to wild beasts the soul of your turtle dove. Forget not the lives of your poor forever.
Look upon your creation. for the earth is full of darkness, full of the haunts of violence. Let not the oppressed turn away ashamed, but let the poor and needy praise your name. Arise, O God, maintain your own cause. Remember how fools revile you all the day long.
Forget not the clamour of your adversaries, the tumult of your enemies that ascends continually. Arise, O God, maintain your own cause. Redeeming God, renew your broken people with your Holy Spirit, that they may walk your narrow way and greet your coming dawn in Jesus Christ our Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
Reading from Galatians 6, 1 to 16. My friends, if anyone is detected in a transgression, you who have received the Spirit shall restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness. Take care that you yourselves are not tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. For if those who are nothing think they are something, they deceive themselves. All must test their own work, then that work, rather than their neighbour's work, will become a cause for pride. For all must carry their own loads. Those who are taught the word must share in all good things with their teacher. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for you reap whatever you sow. If you sow to your own flesh, you will reap corruption from the flesh. But if you sow to the Spirit, you will reap eternal life from the Spirit. So let us not grow weary in doing what is right, for we will reap at harvest time if we do not give up. So then, whenever we have an opportunity, let us work for the good of all, and especially for those in the family of faith. See what large letters I make when I am writing in my own hand. It is those who want to make a good showing in the flesh that try to compel you to be circumcised, only that they may not be persecuted for the cross of Christ. Even the circumcised do not themselves obey the law, but they want you to be circumcised so that they may boast about your flesh. May I never boast of anything except the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. For neither circumcision nor uncircumcision is anything, but a new creation is everything. As for those who will follow this rule, peace be upon them, and mercy, and upon the Israel of God. Thanks be to God.
Blessed are you, the God of our ancestors, worthy to be praised and exalted forever. Blessed is your holy and glorious name, worthy to be praised and exalted forever. Blessed are you in your holy and glorious temple, worthy to be praised and exalted forever. Blessed are you who look into the depths, worthy to be praised and exalted forever. Blessed are you enthroned on the cherubim, worthy to be praised and exalted forever. Blessed are you on the throne of your kingdom, worthy to be praised and exalted forever. Blessed are you in the heights of heaven, worthy to be praised and exalted forever. Bless the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, worthy to be praised and exalted forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Splendor and majesty are yours, O God. You are exalted as head over all.
The next reading is from Luke chapter 10, verses 1 to 11. After this, the Lord appointed 70 others and sent them on ahead of him in pairs, to every town and place where he himself intended to go. He said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the labourers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out labourers into his harvest. Go on your way. See, I am sending you out like lambs into the midst of wolves. Carry no purse, no bag, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this house.' And if anyone is there who shares in peace, your peace will rest on that person. But if not, it will return to you. Remain in the same house, eating and drinking whatever they provide, for the labourer deserves to be paid. Do not move about from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and its people welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick who are there and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.' But whenever you enter a town and they do not welcome you, go out into its streets and say, 'Even the dust of your town that clings to our feet, we wipe off in protest against you.' Yet know this, the kingdom of God has come near. Whoever listens to you listens to me, and whoever rejects you rejects me, and whoever rejects me rejects the one who sent me." The 70 returned with joy, saying, "Lord, in your name, even the demons submit to us." He said to them, "I watched Satan fall from heaven like a flash of lightning. See, I have given you authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice at this, that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Thanks be to God."
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. You have raised up for us a mighty Saviour, born of the house of your servant David. And the reflection, peace to this house. Steph has spoken this week about being ordinary in the newsletter. God gathers and then sends precisely the people who have very little to offer. If you think you are nothing special, not particularly rich or famous, then you are exactly the person that God is looking for to send. Jesus told the 70, he sent that whenever they entered a house, the first thing they should say was, "Peace to this house." Are these empty words? Is this just a fancy way of saying hi? Clearly it is not, because Jesus goes on to say in Luke 10:6, "And if anyone is there who shares in peace, your peace will rest on that person. But if not, it will return to you." Jesus describes peace as a unifying facet of our lives. It is as if we each have a portion of peace that we can offer. But this peace can never just hang about in the air. It is either received and thus enriches the heart of the recipient, or it bounces back to the one who is offering it. God's Spirit works to enhance the relationship between the one who offers and the one who accepts. Not only does Jesus call us to follow him, he also sends us out ahead of him to herald his existence and harvest the fruit of his kingdom. It's a task that requires dedication and the ability to travel lightly through life, holding on to what really matters and letting go of the rest. Jesus calls us to proclaim his kingdom. What do we need to let go of for that to happen more effectively. The kingdom is proclaimed not by those who are rich, but those who are poor, the meek who know they only have God to rely on, those who are empty-handed, who simply offer themselves, trusting in God with willingness to listen and support others. The church is an extension of Christ's love for the world. Let us sow the seeds of Christ's love, patience and gentleness where we can. Whoever we are, no matter how old or young, or how little we think we have to offer, God calls us. He sends us just the way we are to be witnesses here in the places where we live and work. We are reminded that the harvest is plentiful, but the labourers are few. In our prayers today, let us ask God to call passionate workers into his abundant harvest.
Let us pray. We pray for each other, that we would learn the trust that enables us to be interdependent and to travel together into situations that would have been too intimidating alone. Lord, our inspirer,
send labourers for the harvest.
For those whose lives are lived with the backdrop of war, violence and conflict, those whose families have been torn apart and fractured by the act of war, those who find themselves without home, without family, without love, cast adrift from what they know and what has nurtured them because others have acted callously and violently, greedily and selfishly. For those who live in fear each day of more attacks and more bombs and violence. For those who have died in the cause of war, and the family they leave behind, the lives that need to be remade, recovered and resolved. God of peace and love,
bless those for whom we pray.
For those whose homes and livelihoods have been all but washed away and destroyed, whose existence is at the best precarious, whose possessions that are left are inadequate to meet their daily needs. For the world as a whole, as it contemplates the ravages of climate change and the changes we as humanity will need to make to ensure safety, security, and resilience for future generations. As we pray for others, we pray also for ourselves, that we may be prepared to make changes in our lifestyle for the greater good of those to follow. God of peace and love,
bless those for whom we pray.
For those who are discriminated against because of gender identity, disfigurement, disability, religion or ethnic origin. When we are all made in God's image, such discrimination seems to go against the commands to love our neighbours as ourselves, and to treat others as we would like to be treated. God of peace and love,
bless those for whom we pray.
For those in authority, in business and government, that they may see a way forward that is honest and respectful, that treats those in need with dignity, care and support, that they may offer hope and light to the underprivileged and those in need. May society become a kinder, more inclusive place that values the needs and respects the views of those around them. God of peace and love,
bless those for whom we pray.
For families and households across the world who are struggling and will struggle yet more with the cost of living increases and commodity shortages that abound. For those who go without because they have no choice, while others live excessive lifestyles. For those who feel forced into crime as a way of surviving and who end up in deeper, darker, more needy places as a result. God of peace and love, bless those for whom we pray. We pray for all who suffer and those who have asked for our prayers. We pray for Jack, for Jen, Jennifer, Alan, Aileen, Rosemary, Ali, Brenda, Kathy, Olivia, Gerald, Cynthia, Rod, Pippa, Joe, Stephen, Dave, Jackie, Mary, Herbert, Helen. We also pray for the families who have lost those dear to them. And we remember those who have died: Maurice Taylor, Mike Bassano, Alison Mallett, Angela Burrows, Leonard Reed. We thank you, Holy God, that you journey with us, that you hold us by the hand and guide us, that you never force us or drag us, that you accompany us on every step of life's journey, that you are with us in our waking and our sleeping, that you are with us in stillness and in our doing, that you are with us in our journey, in our arriving and our departing, from the moment of our birth to the moment of our dying and beyond. You are our God. We thank you, Holy God, that you journey with us. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Amen.
And the collect for today. Almighty God, you have broken the tyranny of sin. You have sent the Spirit of your Son into our hearts, whereby we call you Father. Give us grace to dedicate our freedom to your service, that we and all creation may be brought to the glorious liberty of the children of God. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And we all join together as our Saviour taught us. So we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless us and preserve us from all evil, and keep us in eternal life. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.